When we are tempted to do something bad, there is a lot of truth in temptation. Once our professor asked us, why do people take drugs? The answer, because they work. When you are tempted to do something bad, you have to get through the camouflage of truth to see, but what's the whole truth? It's like this young farmer who went to his neighbor, a European man from Italy, and said, I'm looking for a plow horse that's strong. And his Italian neighbor says, I got the horse, but he no look so good. That's okay, is he strong? Yes. So he buys the horse, goes back, and the horse is turning left, right, circles, and the guy looks, the horse is blind. He goes back to his neighbor, he says, why did you sell me a blind horse? And the guy goes, I told you he no look so good. When we look at temptation, try it. How do you know until you tried it? Jump out of the airplane. You might like it. True. You'll never experience something like it. True. It's like we say, you know, the fall doesn't kill you. It's the impact. And so in temptation, when you are tempted, look, if you don't study for the test and don't think about it, all the pressure is off. True. All of a sudden, I got plenty of time to play, to do what I want. I don't have to study for the test. I don't have to do this. True. But where is the lie? Where is the payoff? Where do you have to give up part of your life or part of your health? The cross of Christ is almost antithetical to happiness, yet Christ says, if you carry your cross, you will be full of joy. You will be full of happiness. Times may be difficult, but you will be doing the right thing. In today's epistle, there's a beautiful thing where St. Paul reminds himself, I am loved by God and by my Savior who gave his life for me. What a beautiful thought. The next time you're lonely and you think you are misunderstood, which you may be, or forgotten, which you may be, think that Christ has not forgotten. He loved you and he gave his life for you. And when we celebrate the Služba Božja, it is not just a historical remembrance, because the love that loved us when he came to Bethlehem, when he lived and when he died on Calvary, and when he rose on the dead, that same love is loving you today. We are not celebrating history. We are celebrating a reality of faith that Christ lived, died, and rose from the dead for us. He sits at the right hand of the Father and will come again in glory. You are not forgotten. Do not forget yourself. When you are tempted by a partial truth, ask yourself, but where is the lie? So that I can save my life. Slava Isusu Hristu.